Welcome to the Leadership Podcast, brought to you by Life West, the Chiropractic College. I'm your host, Dr. Ron Oberstein.
And I'm your host, Dr. Mary Oberstein.
And we're excited to have you join us as we bring special guests in the world of health, leadership, business success, and chiropractic. Our mission is to create a brighter future for humanity, and we are thrilled to walk this journey with you.
Enjoy this episode, and thank you for being with us today.
Well, hello, everybody. This is Dr. Ron Oberstein, president of Life Chiropractic College West, and I want to welcome you to another edition of our Life by Life West program on our show. And with me, I have my co-host and my best friend and my everything, Dr. Mary Oberstein. Hi, Mary.
Hi.
Good to see you. And we've got two special guests. We were just talking earlier how we've been wanting to get both Tim and Catherine on our show for a while, and we finally got them. So we're right here. I want to introduce you to Doctors Tim and Catherine Smith. They are phenomenal chiropractors. You'll hear their story, hear all about them. I'll give you a brief rundown. Dr. Tim graduated in 2010, 2 years after Dr. Catherine graduated in 2012, both from Palmer West up here in the Bay Area. They then moved to Rockland, California, just outside Sacramento. They've had a phenomenal family practice over there for the last 10 years. Dr. Catherine specializes in peds and pregnancy, Tim's subluxation-based family practice and whole family wellness. They have two kids, which is incredible in this day and age, and having practices, which we'll hear about, 8 and 5 years old, and they're just doing phenomenal stuff. Their office is called New Life Chiropractic, and we just want to welcome you. So, Dr. Tim and Dr. Catherine, welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You're in their backyard, 80 degrees over in Sacramento, where there's other parts of the country that are watching this that are freezing right now. But I love it. You guys look so relaxed. This is great. And Mary, you could just say the backstory for real quickly just about Catherine.
Oh, Catherine worked in our office as a chiropractic assistant. I don't remember what year that was.
I think it was like 2008.
2008.
Yeah.
Wow. Yep. And we saw something in you. I remember, you know, just watching you, Ron. And I think before you decided to be a chiropractor, Ron, I would say, God, Catherine would be a great chiropractor.
And I still remember the moment Ron turned around and looked at me and he looked at you. He said to you, I think she'd be a good chiropractor. I still remember that moment.
Really?
Yeah.
And we don't say that about a lot of people, but
not about everyone.
Yeah. And here we are. And it's crazy. It's just amazing.
Yeah.
But let's talk about your story, you know, because I think you guys got some really cool stuff going on. Mary, you want to start?
Yeah. I want to start from the beginning because I want to hear all of this too. So let's start about when you first opened the practice, like, you know, how did that work? And just kind of give us like the story about how it all started.
Yeah, well, Tim, actually, he went to Life West, so I think
Tim, I'm so sorry. Wait, you went to Palmer West.
I went to Palmer West.
Yeah. Oh, we got to start this introduction all over again. You see how I
feel? I interrupt you or what?
You can interrupt.
A proud Life West grad, and I don't know that actually. So because we did a magazine article on you. In one of editions of our Life West magazine, Tim, you were featured in there, right?
And yeah.
So I apologize to our viewers. I apologize. I'll never make that mistake again. Come on, Catherine.
I graduated in September of 2012, so 10 years. But pretty much right after I graduated, he already had this plan, which you can talk about.
Sure. Yeah. So I was working for a couple of years in the Bay Area in San Jose. I discovered chiropractic with Dr. TJ Osborne. And then I was looking at opening my own practice. We were looking around. We found this area and it was just a great area for just families and growth. And I saw it as an area that was going to continue to expand, which it really has over the last 10 years. It's been such a great area. We love it here. Obviously, you can see it's so beautiful behind us all the time. And it's not as hustle and bustle as it was in the Bay Area. And we knew we wanted to have a family and that was going to be the dynamic we are working with in our practice. So we opened it January of 2012. And I thought it was going to be easy because I was working in a busy office where it seemed easy. It was well established. Patients just came out of nowhere constantly, very busy, doing great. So I was like, yeah, I'll be right there, you know, within just a few months. And it wasn't that easy. You know, you open up and there's nobody and you have no networks. We were both new to the area. We had no family or friends here really. So we were almost starting from scratch day one. And, you know, it took us a while to get things going, and it was a struggle there, and it created, you know, struggles between us, and it created distress in our life. And over time we were able to figure stuff out, but definitely not an easy road to get where we are now. Looking back 10 years ago, we had to just kind of reinvent everything for ourselves. And thankfully we had good guidance and mentors along the way. We've been part of was then Maximize Living, now Max Living, who has really helped us and gave us the system and mentorship over the years. And we were able to start to grow that once we figured out our way and we kind of figured out what each of our roles was during that period of time, and, you know, how to bring on team and how to be a business owner and how to be a practitioner and how to be a marketer and a boss and everything along the way that you don't always learn in school, that really just comes from experience.
Yeah. And a husband and a wife and a mother and father too.
Yeah.
So there's that little aspect.
Yeah. And you know, it's funny because it is that balance. It's the same, you know, and I think for our viewers, you could probably say this, it's the same in a relationship, right? It's the same in anything we do in our lives, right? Navigating that road to something that's something new, right? It doesn't just fall on our laps and just go, oh, good, you've arrived, right? And I think that you both agree that, you know, anything worth fighting for, you know, is or working hard toward gives you that much more reward, right? Obviously, it's easy to watch someone run a marathon. What I said was watch someone run a marathon, but then training for that marathon and doing that is a whole different story. But there's so many life lessons, and we want to get into those life lessons. But I'm just curious about something. How'd you meet?
We met through my CrossFit gym. I was going to CrossFit in San Jose, and Tim had just gone to the games with some of the athletes. And he was really inspired by just the athletes and women doing pull-ups and push-ups and lifting more weights than he was.
Kicking his butt, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, he was just a practitioner helping out the athletes, and he just decided to join the gym that I was at. And I was still in my last year of school. And I had just learned about Maximized Living through the CrossFit regionals, and we just started connecting and talking about it. And here we are now.
So there's no mistakes, right?
And I have a question for you. So it just, cause I'm curious about this. You just talked about the struggle of how, like, you know, it wasn't as easy starting out, that you had to really grind through it. When was, like, how many months or years did it take to you kind of like took your first breath and went like, okay, we got this. Like, are we talking months? Are we talking years? Are we talking?
I don't know. I'd probably say maybe like the first year.
First year. Okay.
Yeah. It was, you know, it was never really like we were hurting, but it wasn't where we wanted it to be.
Yeah.
You know, I had this grand vision of, you know, like 1,000 a week and, you know, we're going to be there in a year. And that certainly wasn't it. But I think we were, you know, at least doing okay in the beginning. And after about a year, it was like, okay, we're at least, you know, comfortable. We were able to move out and buy our first home. And
but then
you
know, I got pregnant.
Yeah.
So then that added a new layer to it all. So
yeah, because 2 years.
And yeah, something else comes up.
Yeah. About 2 years in, obviously, right? Because your first is 8 years old. So, so if you have your practice for 10 years, you know.
Wow. Yeah, she was born in August in our second year. And we talked about it a lot. Like we, you know, started a business, started a family, got our first home all within like the first 2 years.
Wow. That was a lot.
That is a lot.
Yeah.
It is. So, and I think it's important because listen, I mean, obviously you guys are doing phenomenal and, you know, but what were some of the struggles? I know I get marketing and it's a juggle, right? With all that stuff, but can you remember a few things that just stand out for you, you know, that created, you know, the stress?
I mean, I think just like defining our roles in the office, sometimes it's hard to have like two leaders, you know, and really trying to figure out, you know, where I was going to be being a mom and not being in the practice all the time. I think we were both trying to like run things at the same time. And it just wasn't really working that great for our dynamic. So figuring out where our roles were within the practice, I think, was kind of a struggle that we were just kind of trying to figure out in those first 2 years. So,
yeah.
And go ahead, Tim.
One of the things I struggled with, I think, was really understanding the dynamics of having an office team, like how to hire the right people, how to train somebody, how to, you know, take care of them properly, and just the idea of a fully functioning practice versus just my role as the chiropractor, I think was the biggest struggle of like putting it all together, because I had never done that before. And that took a few more years to really figure that out, and still a work in progress, honestly, of just how to be the best leader and how to, you know, create a great environment where people want to work and patients want to be a part of, and, you know, just understanding the whole picture and that it's not all me, that everyone plays their part, and being able to invest into them is as much as I depend on them to help with what it is that we're doing.
Yeah.
And are you the type of person that feels like nobody could do as good a job as me? So you tend to do a lot of it yourself. Did you learn like more about delegating when you said like to be more of a community?
That's how it was for a long time, you know, at least the first like 5 years, I think, until we really started figuring out that we can't do this alone. Mm-hmm. And that's when we really started turning the page, and really the past, maybe like I'd say 3 years, we've really gotten a lot better at that, where, you know, my goal is not to be the best one, but to have other people who are better around me.
A team driven practice.
Okay. That's so admirable, just to let both of you know, because, you know, if we're just in the back doing what we do best, right, and that's taking care of people, right, and optimizing their lives, and we have people in the office who do things better, right, that's exactly what we want. That's a winning team. It's so cool that you guys got that. And when you look at this, the question I have for both of you, obviously there had to be a lot of balance, right? And I'm sure the scales went like this and went like this and went like this, because it's hard to find that balance. New practice, new family, right? You know, recently married, you know, whatever you want to say, new area. You just had all these new things, right? And those are stressors. I mean, obviously, you know, how did you, what were some of the formulas that you found, or whatever you want to call it, to bring that balance in? Like, what did you guys do around that? How did you notice it? Anything that you can share with our viewers?
A lot of marriage counseling. Vulnerably honest. Yeah. I think it was one of our counselors that pointed out all these things, and, you know, we're new to all these things. And he said, you guys have much going on, and it's okay that you're feeling, and it's normal that you're having all these feelings right now. And I think that was a moment for us to say, wow, you're right. Like, this is okay. And we've been doing a lot, and it's okay to feel stressed. It's, you know, it's okay to have disagreements, because we are going through a lot of big changes.
Yeah. I, you know, Mary, it's interesting when you talk about, when you brought that up, Catherine, you know, it's kind of like, we know, the four of us know, and our viewers know, that, you know, you see a chiropractor on a regular basis to get checked, not necessarily get adjusted, but get checked and adjusted when necessary, right? You know, to maintain your health and maintain your wellness and maintain whatever it is that you're doing. You know, I mean, it's to optimize yourself. And yet, the minute you said a marriage counselor, I'm thinking like, everyone should see a marriage counselor. True. Yeah. I mean, it's like, just like we see a chiropractor, like, why wouldn't you see a marriage counselor? Like, what couple, no matter what you're going through, you know, even in good times, right? Because that's usually when things are the crappiest, right? You just don't know it at the moment, right? The symptoms haven't come around. It's just crazy. So, and when you said that to me, it was kind of like, oh my gosh, everyone should. I mean, Mary and I, we saw, it was like, you know, we didn't go, and people go for different reasons, right? You know, and whatever the reason, and it's great, but it's like, what a beautiful thing. And it's so cool that I just wanted to share that. I think it's just so great.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, you can't get the perspective. You need a different perspective. And that's what you got. Somebody saying, of course you're fighting. Like, of course you're not getting along. Look what you've got going on in your life. Like, how could you? And just sometimes, like, there's probably a moment where you looked at each other and kind of like smiled, like, wow. Yeah. You're like, we're okay. We just need a moment to, you know, like, I think Ron and I, we would go talk to we call her a therapist. She wasn't really, she was a midwife who's just a very wise woman. When we would disagree with like parenting things, mm-hmm. couldn't come to any, like, we were just like, we couldn't just agree to disagree because we had to make decisions about our kids.
Right.
Yeah.
And so you need that. We needed a different perspective. Someone who just said, like, you know, like just sit back and like take a breath, right, Ron? And then the answers were so simple after that. It's like, but we couldn't, we learned how to do that, but
we did. And I still don't know why. I still don't know why we couldn't have our kids cleaning the house when they were 5 years old. And, you know, it just didn't make sense to me, but that's okay. You won on that. But the biggest lesson I learned was this, you know, like I wanted the dog, she wanted the cat. So we compromised. We got the cat. But like talk to us about this. Let's fast forward now. You know, you got two kids, 5 and 8 years old. You got a lot of balance happening right now, right, in your practice still. Because, you know, in your lives right now with a 5 and 8 year old, there's a lot happening. I mean, you know, I don't know if your 5 year old's in school yet or going to or next year, whatever, you know, kindergarten or whatever, first grade. I can't remember what time ours are like, you know, we got grandkids that are going to be that age soon or is that age. But when what are the balances? How do you balance your lives right now? Catherine, you're part time or?
I am. Yeah. So I'm in there. I'm still in there 4 days a week for 4 shifts. And then the rest of the time, you know, I'm trying to do drop offs and pickups. We do have a girl that helps us out. So I do have somebody helping me out with that. And she'll, you know, she is here one evening, a night when we're both at the office. So we have had to recruit some extra help with that because we don't have family here. But we've also just tried to make it a priority to be able to be there for the girls if they have events or things going on. And, you know, he'll cover, you know, for me, if I just need to go to a field trip or need to go to a parent teacher conference. Mm-hmm. I think I was always really inspired by you two and how you would go to your girls' volleyball games or back to school nights. And I just always thought that was so cool to be able to have that dynamic and still be able to be there for your kids. So
yeah. And honestly, we, like you said, we do have a lot of help. We have a nanny, you know, we have an associate doctor in our office. We have a great team now who runs a lot of things. We have a gardener, we have a pool guy, like, you know, we have a lot of people in our lives that are just helping us with things because there's no way for us to do it on our own. And that's one of the things that comes over time with, you know, success in practice is that you get to get a lot of those things back. Yeah. And now we don't have to work as much and we can really focus on the things that we really enjoy doing more mm-hmm. versus trying to do everything. And I think that was the biggest shift is when we are okay with asking for help and then, you know, learning how to do things in this way and then creating this environment around us. So that way we really can do what we do without having to sacrifice parts of our life.
Yeah. And Tim, I think you hit it.
Yeah, that's true.
I really think you hit it because people can be listening to this and they could be saying, yeah, but you can afford that. But it's really not about affording it. I think everyone can afford it. We spend our money in a lot of different places, right? Some people go to Starbucks every day. And if they add up what they spend, they end up spending $500 a month at Starbucks, whatever it is. You know, they don't think about it like that. But you just said it, that we allowed ourselves to do it. You know, that you're actually giving to yourself and serving yourselves so that you can live your best life and live to the level that you want to be in your relationship and in your family and everything else and yourselves, you know? And I think that's something that is a big lesson that people, especially chiropractors, because, you know, we're all servants, right? And we're always serving others, but we forget to take care of ourselves, you know? So I want to commend you both because that is a huge thing. And I know for Mary and I, we were just recently just talking about like vacations, right? And one thing, we were hiking last week and Mary said to me, you know, I think if we were to do it over again, we would have taken more vacations, you know? And it's kind of like looking back on, yeah, man, like we, you know, wasn't that we couldn't, it wasn't about affordability. It was about stepping out and really kind of just honoring ourselves. So that's a huge lesson in life. And I'll just commend you guys. Yeah. On that.
And I know there's no perfect balance, but do you guys feel right now you're at a place where it's like kind of smooth sailing, like it's working great?
I think so. I mean, I feel better about it now, more now than I ever have. You know, we've defined what our roles are in the practice and at home. And, you know, we have all these areas that we get extra help and assistance with, but it definitely was not that way. Right.
Yeah.
I think when I had my first baby with Savannah, Tim like missed like one shift that Monday morning and then went back to work, you know, the rest of the week. Like, and then that was it. You know, yeah. I had home for like, you know, one half day. So just to think back to where we were then to now, I think we're, I mean, and it's still changing every day. We're still finding more ways to have more leverage and, you know, time and for our kids and our family. But I think it's better now than it ever has been. But it took a lot of work and time to get there.
Yeah, it comes with intention too. So we just mm-hmm. have a vision for where we want to be and we keep working towards that and realizing that it's okay. Cause you have this idea or pressure of you have to do this to be successful. So we used to be open 6 days a week and we were there on Saturdays and, you know, we would be at screenings or events all weekends. And that's just, you know, what it took to be successful or to be at a certain level. And then over time we were like, well, we're just going to close on Saturday. And then it's like, well, I kind of want to have this day off or I want to do that. And then we would just do it and realize like, oh, the whole place didn't collapse down. So I guess it's okay. And then eventually we're just like, well, it's our life. We can do what we want with it. We can change our hours. We can change our days. We can change our stuff. We can take a week off. Like we can do what we want because that's one of the benefits of owning your own practice or working right. in a specific area is that you get to kind of set the realm. And I ask her all the time, like, what do you really want to do? And what does that look like? We can do what we want. And once you have that freedom to know that, then things just kind of start lining up and you figure out who, not how. Who do you need in your life to be able to do those things? And what does it take to be able to get there? And that's just a different intention or different mentality that I encourage people to work towards is what is your vision, not create barriers or limitations of why you can't do it, but who and what is it going to take to get there and start executing on that as soon as possible?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a huge. Great lesson. Yeah, I was like, great lesson to, like, again, for people listening, of asking each other as a couple, because you work together and you're together, what do you want? What do you want? Like, what does it look like right now? Like, again, Ron, I think, had like 15 years into practice. I probably would have said, like, we were so stuck on, well, we can't leave because who's going to cover our practice? And there's so many people coming in. And like, probably if I really sat down, I probably would have said, I want more vacation time. Like, we go away for 1 week besides like the weekends here and there. But I feel like I might have really sat down and said, I want more family time, more vacations with our kids, not just 1 week a year, you know? So that's a great question to keep asking each other. What do you want? And then who do we need to make this happen? Right. I love that.
Yeah. And the intention that's there is amazing. And it's the same intention about building your practice. Like, you know, what am I willing to do? Obviously you put the work in, right? You know, you just said 6 days a week, you're in the office, you're doing screenings, you're doing this stuff, you know, and sometimes we need to put the work in, right? To get to where we want to get to. So we have our freedom, right? And other people don't choose to do that. And that's okay too, right? They choose to just work 3 days a week and have Monday, Tuesday, Thursday and have, you know, or Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday and have 4 days off, whatever it might be. And that's okay too. But when you have your intention right, you know, and you know what you're doing, you know, you're moving toward a goal, there's nothing more powerful. That's how the vision brings it about, right? It's great. You touched on something when you talked about support and network, because you said those words, right? And you got the support and you guys, I only wish that Mary and I had the vision that you had, that you have back in the day where, you know, we had a guy cleaning our pool and we had other things like that, but it sounds like you just have it really dialed in and I'm sure it'll get more dialed in. But talk about the networking, you know, like the network and being around whatever that means to you. Because you brought that up. So what does it mean to you? And talk about that.
Like I said at the beginning, you know, we've been a part of Max Living for a long time. And I think it was when we really decided to just go all in on it and, you know, be able to ask for help. And I still even remember I was at a seminar and I just wasn't happy with where I was. And, you know, I went up to one of the speakers who was talking that day and I was like, hey, I really just felt so great about what you talked about today. Like, would you be willing to help me and start mentoring with me and, you know, give me some guidance? And that was a couple of years ago and we'd still talk every other week and, you know, putting myself out there to saying, hey, I'm not where I am and I want to be better. You know, how can I get there? And we have a business coach now and I have, you know, not just business coaches, but chiropractic and then life coaches and these other people who just kind of help develop everything with where we are right now. And that was really like the biggest game changer, is really getting all of that, like investing in yourself, investing in our relationship, investing in our practice, and now investing in the people that we have that do work for us, because they're part of the people that give us the freedom that we have. Yeah. You know, as we're bringing in other doctors, and, you know, I'm part of the mentorship program at Life West and the Alumni Association and the student mentorships with Max Living, and really just helping people develop that life to say, yeah, you can. I mean, not even 10 years in practice, why not 2 years or 5 years? Why can you not already be living the life that you want? And it's definitely possible as long as you do the right stuff. And as when we asked for that help, that allowed us to be able to get there. So very thankful for Max Living, for all of the people that we've had in there, all the mentors and guides we've had along the way, because we wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for that.
Yeah. I think even just with our dynamic of being a married couple, there's so many married couples that are within this group. And, you know, that was also, was it just marriage counseling, but being able to lean into our colleagues and say, well, hey, how do you do this? Or have you guys ever thought about this? Or, you know, so I feel like that in itself, and I have girls I talk to every day on Marco Polo. We talk about life. We talk about practice. We talk about girl stuff. And, you know, I feel like it's just so great to be connected to other principled chiropractors. I mean, I went to a school that wasn't so principled, and in a lot of ways, I think I've mentioned this to you, Ron, I feel like Max Living saved my chiropractic soul, you know, being able to continue to be anchored to the principle, because I think, you know, we can get so distracted with all the things out there of within chiropractic. And I feel like being in this group has always brought me back to the principle and has helped me just align with other docs that, you know, think the way that we do and want to practice the way that we do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, when you talk about that, when you're, I mean, obviously you're both very principled and you're both very disciplined in what you do in life. You know, Catherine, I've known you for a long time, and I knew how disciplined you were back when you were working out and doing all the things you were doing. You talk about CrossFit. Tim, obviously, you know, you do a lot of, you know, you're a good athlete. You do a lot of things. But that discipline is really what brings it. But the discipline to the principle, like not chasing after, you know, the money or chasing after that. Not that that's bad. It's beautiful, right? But it's doing what you, staying in our lane and knowing what we do, to therefore be so disciplined that people will come in, because they're going to come in either way. And, you know, but they feel that discipline and they feel that sense of purpose and that anchor. You know, BJ talked about who can anchor to an unanchored mind. Your office, when they walk in, they feel anchored there because there is an anchor, right? And then our success comes out of all of that, right? It comes from what we give, not, you know, it's amazing. I it's just so cool. A couple of things I want to ask you, and then we're going to have, we're already pushing hours.
I know. Over it.
One last thing I want to ask you, and then we got a couple of questions for you. The thing that probably the most important pressing thing on my heart is this, that when you guys got together, right, obviously in the CrossFit gym, or met in the CrossFit gym, and then, you know, developed this relationship, and then, you know, ended up moving and doing all these things, and you're alone. I mean, obviously, right? Started a practice, got married, no family around, new town, new everything, right? What was your anchor at that moment? You know, take yourself back there. What was your anchor then? You know, that kind of kept you going?
It's a good question. I mean, I think for me personally, I just had a vision of what I wanted our life to look like, of the kind of practice I wanted to have and how we could be doing it together and really what that looked like. And I've always been an achiever type person, to where I put my mind to something, I just do whatever it takes to be able to get there, sometimes at the detriment of other things, which has been kind of a growth point for me over the years. But I think that was it, is like, I know this is possible and we just haven't figured it out yet. Yeah. So I'm just going to keep finding new and better ways to be able to do it and until we get there. And we're still working on that. And our vision has kind of changed over the years, but it's still that same kind of an idea. We want to live this principled life. We want to have a great office in chiropractic. We plan on opening more offices in our area and just continue to really build a place where people can come and get healthy naturally and also live our life that way, because that's what we know is right and what's good. And I knew it was possible. And I still know that it is, as long as you just stay grounded in what you want and try not to chase the shiny objects or take the easy way out, because it wasn't always easy. In fact, a lot of times it was hard. But if you put the hard work in, it becomes easier over time. And I find a lot of people, they don't do that.
Yeah.
It's a little hard and they go off, oh, this is just easier to do it this way. Or it's, you know, this method of chiropractic is too hard, or this type of business or lifestyle is too hard, so I'm just going to give up on it, or, you know, shift my mindset. But we just stayed on, no, this is what we know is right. This is what we want. And nothing could do anything to push us away from that.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
Right.
Catherine, how about you?
I mean, I really do think it was our network, you know, seeing other people that are doing it and doing it, I mean, from as an outsider perspective, so eloquently, you know, and even you guys, seeing you guys run a practice, have a family, I knew it was possible. And I just knew it was going to take time to get there. So,
beautiful. That's great.
I love it.
Well, Mary, right. We've reached that time period in our show where we have a couple of questions.
Okay. I'll ask the first one.
All right.
Okay. I'll start with Catherine. Knowing what you know now, if you could go back and give yourself some advice, but the person that you're giving the advice to is Catherine just starting chiropractic school, what would you say to her?
I probably would have transferred to Life West.
You would have said, leave.
I almost did, actually. And one of my really good friends said, please don't leave me. And I was like, okay. So I stayed there and, you know, I never have regrets about anything, but, you know, I think I just would have put my head down and taken a little bit of care of myself. You know, I'm feeling now I'm learning how to take better care of myself, not being as stressed, prioritizing my rest, my sleep, exercising. I think I was still not really managing that very well in school, but just knowing how to take better care of myself, going to a principled school. And I really do realize the power of connection and a network and how important that is. So I think I would have done a little bit more to make sure I really stayed connected with people who, you know, prioritize those things just as I hopefully would have as well.
Great. And Tim, how would you answer that question? What advice would you have given yourself?
I would have joined the Maximize Living Club first quarter and gone into our health center training immediately after I graduated. Because I was just like, get good grades, get really good at technique. But I had no clue about everything else. And it took us 5 years to learn it, which I could have learned a lot of it during school and 6 month crash course. And a lot of friends that I know who are the most successful, that's what they did. And they were successful right away. So that's definitely what I would have done if I had been able to start right back over again.
Cool. Cool. All right. I get to ask the second question. First thing that hits you innately, just first thing, 30 seconds or less. Tim, I'll start with you. We'll go opposite this time. I'll start with you. Knowing what you know now, and we're talking to Dr. Tim, who just graduated, what advice would you give him?
I would have gone on vacation for 6 months, say whatever I wanted, and a total blast, and then come back ready to work and, you know, really focus on what my vision was that I figured out over that period of time after school.
Yeah. Let the guacamole come back into an avocado, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Just like a reflection time and just really figure out, hey, what do I want? And kind of just relax from the last few years. And even that, I went from straight to college, right to, you know, chiropractic school, and then poof, right into practice, right? Just to have that downtime.
Yep. Some healing. I love it. Catherine, how about you? Speaking to yourself, just graduated. Boom. What advice?
Well, it's kind of similar. I probably would have just went straight into the health center program as well. You know, I think like when you get out of school, you're just like, you're so on fire. I personally think if I would have taken time off, I might have like got distracted and done something else. So knowing myself, I think I would have probably done something like the health center program just to completely immerse myself in chiropractic and learning more about myself and, you know, really learning how to grow as a, you know, a doctor and a future leader, I think would have been something that could have been beneficial.
Great. That's so cool.
That's great. Great advice.
Phenomenal advice. Love it. And thank you guys. I mean, you know what? We could just go on and on. Steph, we did go on and on. I won't even look at the timing. But we just appreciate you guys. I tell you what I'm excited about, Mary. I'm excited about seeing where Tim and Catherine are in another 10 years.
Yeah.
You know, I'll be honest with you. I don't want to put this on you by any means, but I see you teaching, not necessarily at the college, but teaching in chiropractic and sharing what you've learned, because I think there's so much more than just, you know, the business aspect, which is super, super important, but keeping that self-care, that balance, all of that stuff that's there. And you guys have really put an emphasis on that. And, you know, it's just so cool to see, because, you know, we know this, it rubs off on our kids. It's going to show on everything we do in our lives. And I'm just super proud that it just makes me really warms my heart, just knowing that you're doing that. So, because I think it's the biggest lesson we could teach anybody these days, chiropractors, accountants, lawyers, it doesn't matter. It's about taking care of this. And that's what chiropractic is, right? Taking care of this, right? From the inside, right? And making that happen from the inside out. So thank you guys. Thanks for being
with us today,
taking the time and being with us. And to our viewers, thank you. Thank you once again for being with us, because, you know, these Life by Life Wests come out every other week. We drop a life leadership line the opposite weeks, but we certainly appreciate you being with us. We have so many people that are watching. And I tell you what, this is definitely a story, an episode to share, because I don't know anyone who couldn't use more balance, no matter what profession they're in. So please feel free to share this. And there are a lot of good gems that were dropped by Tim and Catherine. But we appreciate you, and we hope that you come back again. These are now podcasts, so you'll be able to go on the bottom. It'll have our podcast station. You'll be able to go and listen to these once they get put on there. And we certainly appreciate all that you're doing to help the world and make this world a healthier place to live. So until we come back at you with another Life by Life West, for myself, for my partner in life and health, Dr. Mary, and from Drs. Tim and Catherine, we'll bid you adieu and know that there are people out there that depend on you and love you, and that just keep supporting yourselves and doing the things you need to do to make yourself the best you can possibly be. See you later.
Thank you for joining us today, and for the love, commitment, and passion you emanate every day.
Together, we know we will make this world a better place.